Good morning. This is your Daily Inspirational. I want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning, the great I Am. We worship his name this morning, his way, his words. We are happy and we are joyful in his presence, and we are thankful for the way of life that has delivered us from the power of darkness and into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And we just want to pray that this morning, that as we start here, that we'll be inspired for the day and we choose life and light. And so I was going to read a little bit in Romans 10. It probably won't be an extremely long inspirational here, but just a good word of thought this morning. And Paul here was writing to the Romans, and he was talking about Romans 9, how the Jews and the Gentiles, how Christ was actually, he was talking about when the Israel was the seed of promise, and how the Lord spoke into their culture and their life, and how Moses, how badly he wanted Israel to be saved, and how much heart Moses had for these people. And then he also talked about the potter having power over the clay, one to honor and one to dishonor. And then also the way that the Jews and the Gentiles were operating in their life. And Paul said, "Brethren," in verse 1, "my heart's desire and prayer for God, for Israel, is that they may be saved." And he said, they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Lord, help us here. This is prevalent in our days in some places all around us. So we see people have a zeal or make effort to live a certain way, and yet they are ignorant. And verse 3 says, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, they go about and establish their own righteousness. And they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." Back in the Deuteronomy, there was a Deuteronomy 6. They were instructed how to do and what to do and how to obey the words of life and to instruct their families. And the last verse says something like this: "Do these commandments, and it shall be righteousness unto thee." And here we got the same word righteousness. I believe it's very similar, at least in the Greek and Hebrew. And you have people who were attempting to obey God's commands, and I believe made great effort to do this. Probably many people here that thought that this is the only way they knew how to do. But verse 4 says, Christ is the end of the law of righteousness to everyone that believeth. And I'm not sure, something I'm just thinking of as I'm reading here, but the law of righteousness, we're having, I'm thinking in our day and age, it's people that have to do something because they know it's to be done, but in the heart, it's not happening. In the heart, they're not free. In the heart, they're bound. And they would rather be doing much many other things. They would rather transgress. It would feel better. And here we're talking about Christ being the end of the law of righteousness. Not that things are more unrighteous, but there is something he puts within the heart to cause us to despise unrighteousness and to love righteousness. And I think that's the key here, is loving righteousness and hating iniquity. But Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doeth these things shall live it by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh like this, or in this wise. Say not in thine heart, who will ascend into heaven, or that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall ascend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here we're talking in the heart, thoroughly, deeply in the heart, a man will believe, and it creates righteousness. And he has righteousness. He has Christ's righteousness. But it also causes his life to transform into something that he was unable to perform, righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. If you're a believer in Christ this morning, if you're a thorough believer and you do believe in thine heart, you can say amen to this. He that believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I may stop there, but I'm talking this morning on this October day, as you go away, as I go my way, there's a righteousness that is not of the law of the old covenant, but it is under the law of Christ. We, his servants, his slaves, his little helpers, have within us a desire to walk in the true light of Jesus Christ. And thereby, it causes us to be different. It causes us to choose differently, to walk differently, to be free. Slaves that are free. May God bless your day.